Well, yeah, it's what they pay. You know, it's the that's what I, you know, that's what makes you know, the tip culture we have, is the you know, the fact that they don't pay the waitresses a fair wage, and that's how you end it. You know, start paying them, you know, start paying them a real wage, and you know, that would kill it. But they don't do that. You know, the restaurants don't want to do that, and you know, they could incorporate, you know, that into the cost of the food, and you know, eliminate in one swoop. But they just leave that to the you know, just leave that to the customers and the waitresses to figure out, and they don't have to deal with it. But so it is that fact that sets the whole thing in motion. And yeah, speaking of tipping the cooks. There's a little restaurant right here that's world-renowned for their world. But it might be. Their corned beef sandwiches at Jimmy D's or something else. And but on their menu, they have, I think, a, you know, buy the, you know, cooks a beer or something like that. It's like, you know, you can order that. And, you know, they just, you know, of course, they don't bring anything, but it's a spot to, you know, buy the cooks a beer. And all right, I'm just pulling up here in my parking spot. I'm gonna get inside, start my day. Good hearing everybody, and guess it's supposed to be pretty breezy today. So I see the flags are all shooting straight out, so there's a lot of wind picking those up, but doesn't look like anything crazy yet. Donald, go ahead, pick it up. Rick, catch you later. W8F.